ninth parak of Oilas, third Mishnah. Bamet v'amaruvim, the previous halachas of this horizontal kaveris, which is either on the ground or suspended a tefach above the ground, is talking about a kli mechulcheles. We're talking about that's a kli, but it has these holes on the bottom in the direction of the house, like we mentioned before, which let the tumah go out of it, but not go into it. But hoisa pechusa upkuka bakash, if it had holes in it, and had large holes on the walls of the gaveris, still now the walls were complete, just the base of it had holes in it. But even if they were stopped up with straw, that is not enough to make them into a kli. So right now, basically, it has been become non-kli. If the walls of it have these big holes in them, even though they're stopped up with temporary patches of kash, oy afutso, the Vilna Gaon learns afutza means that on the base of it it had holes that are larger than the normal size holes, which means basically also it's mevatel from being a kli. These are two ways of rendering it not a kli at all. Kol shein lo tefach mokam echad, in a fashion that there's not tefach of kli in one place. The kelim are so big, the holes are so big that there's no tefach in one place of the kli. In such a case, if we have a gzais of the mace, we're going back to the first case of the first Mishnah. This kaveris is laying down on the floor directly on a piece of mace without a tefach in between the two. So connect that atom, tome, underneath it, to the ground is tome, al gaba, connect the adarekia is tome. Then if the tumah is on top of it, then from the top up is tome. Tehainu, the chiddush, the difference between this and the previous cases, as long as it's still a kli cannot prevent tumah from going above it. And therefore, as long as it was a kli, even though the tumah doesn't go inside of it, but it goes, jumps, doesn't go into the kli, but it goes above the kli. Or it's on top of the kli, doesn't go in the kli, but goes underneath the kli. In this case, that it's not a kli, it's considered a mafzik, and maybe if there's a tum underneath it, it will not go up above it at all. If it's above it, it won't go underneath it at all. Babayis ain't tum el babayis. And if there's tum in the house, then also tumah would not go into the kli over here. Here's a chiddush, because lemaisa, since they stopped up the holes, that's enough to prevent the tumah from coming into it. Yeah, and therefore the house is tame, b'soicha, if there's tumah inside of it, and a tame ela soicha, because we treat this as a independent area, and the tumah does not go out of it. It doesn't have the chisaron of a kli, which can facilitate the transfer of tumah.